Today, for the first time in its history, the Church of England has named a woman as its spiritual leader. Sarah Mullally will be the next Archbishop of Canterbury, leading the world's 85 million Anglicans. But some of them are not happy about it, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Ever since the 6th century, every Archbishop of Canterbury has been a man until Sarah Mullally. She's a former cancer nurse, the youngest person ever appointed chief nursing officer for England. She became an Anglican priest just a few years after women were allowed. Then she climbed the ranks to be Bishop of London.
Thank you, Alanis. Shall we pray?
In her first comments as Archbishop-designate at Canterbury Cathedral, she talked about how to heal fractures in her church, her country, and the world.
In the apparent chaos which surrounds us, in the midst of such profound global uncertainty, the possibility of healing lies in acts of kindness and love.
She condemned anti-Semitism and also paid tribute to her, quote, Palestinian Christian brothers and sisters. She said she'll work to help the church heal after a child abuse scandal. Her predecessor resigned over his handling of it. But Mullally also seemed to acknowledge some may not want her in this role.
Some will be asking what it means for a woman to lead the Church of England and to take on the Archbishop of Canterbury's global role in the Anglican Communion. I intend to be a shepherd who enables everyone's ministry and vocation to flourish.
A group of conservative Anglican churches issued a statement predicting her appointment will further divide an already split communion. Most of them are in Africa and Asia. Some are in countries where homosexuality is illegal.
Having gay clergy caused a lot of concern in those places, and many have a conservative theology about women's ordination as well.
Madeline Davies writes for the Church Times, an independent publication.
Unlike the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Church doesn't dictate what all the different Anglican churches around the world teach and practice, so it completely varies.
She says Mullally's gender and her advocacy for LGBTQ roles in the church do put her at odds with many conservatives in her flock, and could indeed divide them.
It starts and sparks a conversation in those dioceses that don't have women.
Vicentia Kagabe is the Bishop of Lesotho in southern Africa. I reached her by phone there. She welcomes Mullally's leadership, but she thinks parts of her region in Africa may really challenge their new leader on LGBTQ issues.
That disagreement will be renewed, and those against will surely pressure her to renounce her support or change.
Davies, the Church Times writer, says the biggest challenge for Mullally may actually be declining attendance, especially here in England. The growth of the faith lies elsewhere, and that may make her open to compromise with members of her church in those regions. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.